Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Hello, hello. This is Elisa, and I am from Singapore and in Singapore. So if you are here live or watching the replay, please leave me a comment and let me know where you're from, how you're doing. And so today is Friday the 13th. It's supposed to be an unlucky number, isn't it? So this unlucky situation, whether it's luck or not luck, it's really all in the mind. And I think a lot of times it's this unconscious belief that has been passed down, these kind of like how would I say this? These rituals. Sometimes it makes no sense. It made sense back in the day, but it may not make sense now. So we need to use some of our common sense and intelligence to really understand to see if why it doesn't make sense. But if you believe that October the 13th is an unlucky number or an unlucky day, then you're going to walk around being so cautious about having something unlucky happen, and that's the energy you're going to hold. And guess what? That is what you are going to attract, right? So I believe all numbers carry a certain vibration. So if you add 1 and 3 together, it's 4. So 4 is a number of the angels. And 4 in Chinese, it's not a good number. So it really depends on where you're from, where your culture is. So again, it's cultural, right? For us Chinese, we don't like the number 4. We don't like the number, 4 basically. And there are a lot of other numbers. It sounds good because it sounds like it's prosperity. Like you like the number 8, right? 8 is the number of in, it's the sign of the infinity. So I get it. So again, use your own good judgment to see what is facts and what resonates with you. And if you're cautious about it, then don't do it. But I personally think all days are the same, whether you like it or not, whether it's the full moon, it's the beauty moon, it's the harvest moon, it's the strawberry moon, it's the wolf moon. Regardless of what moon it is, we are always constantly manifesting. The universe will always respond to our dominant energy. So obviously there are, having all these moons, the energy may amplify. So that's why they say manifest with the moon, manifest during this time, because it amplifies the energy, but it doesn't mean any other day you're not manifesting. Okay, so let me have a roll eye moment there. Alrighty, so today I really want to talk about how do you work with triggers to raise your vibration. Because, these days there are a lot of angry people. If people are so easily angered and triggered these days, and they are just, I don't know, somehow can't seem to mind their own business, especially if you go online, there are keyboard warriors. When I started this, journey many, many years ago, it was really bad. People were correcting people's grammars. People were just like giving their 2 cents. The keyboard warrior situation was really, really bad. But these days, obviously, thankfully, as we evolve, our keyboard etiquette has improved as well. That doesn't mean that they are not there. And sometimes, once in a while, I will get these comments, and it doesn't hurt me, but it gets to me, right? So that's my trigger. So that's an example of a trigger, right? If somebody says something to you, like for example, you are fat, it might be a hurtful statement, but you are being triggered. Let's put it out this way, right? Like people can say whatever they want to you. That's their prerogative. That's their free will also. But you get to be responsible for your own emotions. Just imagine this, right? If you are such a trigger party, like you're a live wire, you walk around, being triggered so easily, being angered so easily, it doesn't mean that you're better than them. What it really means is you're easily controlled. I know that ego's like, what? How can it be? But they said something and got me angry. Listen to this statement. They something and made me angry. They made you angry. So who's the control here? You. They made you angry. So they pushed your buttons. They made you angry. So they are in control of your emotions. So aren't you in control? Aren't you easily manipulated? Right? Especially these days, there are just so much nonsense going out there. Salt looks like sugar, sugar looks like salt. You really need to use a little bit of your intelligence and common sense to decipher and then to see, oh, is this real or is this not? Let me give you an example, right? Like I recently, the last couple of months, got really addicted to TikTok. Like I found the videos really amazing. But you know what? Because TikTok is a channel that doesn't really censor a lot of things like the mainstream media. So which means to say, at the beginning, it seems like a very drama situation. I got addicted to it, right? The drama of things. Then over time, I realized, hey, you know, it's because I started doubting the videos because it looks so real. And I'm thinking, is this real or is this fake news? There's just so much deep fake going on right now, right? As well. So I got sucked into it for a while. And I'm like, you know what? I am also going to just train the algorithm to just show me what I want to see. Yeah. So going back to triggers, there are a lot of things happening. There's a war going on right now, and there's a lot of things. And so sometimes we need to, you know, honestly, I'm not taking sides. I think there is one side that's a good one, and the other side that's the evil one. But then it's like, I don't know. But at the end of the day, what I pray for is everybody to be saved. The people who are evil, let them get their own deserts, but let the innocent people be free. You know, let God intervene and just free the innocent people. This is a good example of when we get sucked into other people's agenda. Who suffers? The innocent people suffers, right? And this is something that we can all evolve. If a collective mass comes together and pray that we have a, you know, raising the vibration of the collective, then all these things would end. But that being said, I talked about it yesterday. There are some people who choose to be in this drama. So that being said, you get to pick your reality. You get to pick your reality. There are people who want this drama will stay there, and there are people who don't. So there are also some souls who are sacrificing themselves to be part of this story, to be of a to create a collective shake up. You know, not everybody deserves to be there. Let's put it this way, right? I don't want any backlash. I don't want you like, oh, how can they know? Nobody deserves to be there. But on a soul level, the soul has chosen to be there for a particular reason, for a particular season, right? So those of us who are watching can only pray, hold good thoughts, and send good energy. And, you know, whatever lesson we need to learn, let us learn it. So these are the triggers, right? We don't know what the soul lesson is. We do not want to play God. Obviously, this is bad. This is really, really bad. But let's go beyond ourselves and ask, what does the soul wants to learn? At the end of the day, we are all here for a soul lesson. We are all here for an experience. The soul is there to experience certain things so that it triggers us to then raise our vibration. So those of us who are just watching on the sideline, I feel like this is a really good opportunity to work on ourselves, to raise our vibration. Because as within, so without. If you are seeing wars all over the place, this is a collective reflection of what's going on within most of us, the mass consciousness. There is a war happening internally. That's why on the outside, it is a war. Think about this, right? Hurt people, hurt people. People who are healed, healed people. So who are these people attacking each other? Okay, I don't know if this is true, but you know, people in power have a lot of agenda, and there's a mass collective right now. Most of us, some of us, are wanting to walk out of this matrix, meaning to say we are wanting to leave this power control. And to leave this power control because we are so indoctrinated into this belief system, okay, that we have an internal war right now within ourselves that we have to work through ourselves, right? Like materialism. For example, you know, spiritual people sometimes condemn the material world. But that being said, we live in a material world. So how can you condemn the thing that you need? You know what I mean? So there's just so much complication. There's just so much confusion right now within us. And that is war, right? And so that's the trigger. That's the trigger we need to work on. Collectively, one person, we can't do a lot. But collectively, as we raise our vibes and we just know what to do, we just do the right thing constantly, then all these things will cease to exist. So yesterday I talked about parallel realities, and this is how you shift your reality. Shift your reality. You know, be a good example. As you change your life, raise your vibration, you lead by example, and you show other people how it is done, right? And they see you raise your vibration, live a better life. You know, everything is aligned. You get to live that fantastic life that you want to live. You lead by example, by showing how you conduct yourself. You show, and you know, at the beginning of the week is about, you know, forging a pathway. You know, we don't have to be in power to be the leaders. When you conduct yourself well, when you change your reality, when you create your own reality, people will be wondering, how did you do that? Can you share with me? And they will look up to you. And then as a result, you will influence change by just you being around. And collectively, you will raise your vibration around you. And that's how we, as little bubbles of community, will start raising our vibration and then changing our vibration. And then collectively, we will enter this new place called New Earth, which is the 5D, 6D, and 7D. The rest of the people who wants to still be engaged in this drama, because they are, because we evolve at different rate, we evolve at different speed, will be there in that old earth. So old earth, new earth. In this transition here, that's where we, the spiritual people or the awakened people or the people who are wanting to be enlightened, this is where we are going, the path that leads to the new earth. This is the old earth, which still exists. Along the line, there are many, many earths, many, many realities. That's why I talked about the splitting of realities and, you know, the multiverse yesterday. This is the multiverse. So maybe we start out here and this is where we want to be. And as we evolve, as we raise our vibration, this in between, you might be here, they might be here, someone else might be here. So eventually, this is the ultimate reality that we are going to end up. In between, you will start losing people, you will start meeting new people, because you are crossing paths with different kind of realities. There are multiverses, parallel universes happening right now simultaneously. So you get to pick and choose what your reality is, right? So if you are triggered, that means there is an attachment to this lower energy, this anger, this like, she did this to me, how dare she, and all of that, right? So this is of a lower frequency. This is of a lower vibration. To get to here, the highest frequency is love and light. So, you know, if you're wanting to attract all the good things right here, how can you be attracting it right here? The frequency just doesn't match. So the triggers, what's triggering you? Your mother-in-law, your mother, your ex-husband, your children, your boss, your whoever. Like, how dare they? Why are they behaving like this? Why are they blah, 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 blah? If you are complaining, if they are triggering you, understand this, they are controlling you. They are controlling how you need to feel. Just think about this. I know the ego doesn't feel like, yeah, even the ego doesn't feel good about this. How dare they control me? But which is true. So if you don't want other people to control you, then you manage your own emotions. You decide how you want to feel. Like, even if she's a bitch, even if she says this to me, even if they this, I have decided I am not going to be triggered. Everything happens twice, first in the mind and then in reality. If you have decided that no matter what she says, I'm going to maintain my composure, then you already have made the decision to be happy. You have already made the decision not to allow her to control you, right? By doing so, you change the dynamic of your body. You change the frequency in your body. You retrain your body. You retrain your body, your cells, every fiber. So when things happen, you're not this reactive person. You're not constantly reacting, but you are responding to the situation with love, versus, you know, reacting to the situation with hate, with anger, and all of that. And that's of a lower frequency, and that's of a lower vibration. So when you work with your triggers to heal yourself, how do you know you have healed yourself? When this person says something to you, or when you think of a certain event, and you're no longer having this this negative emotional charge towards the memory, towards this person, you have transcended your triggers. You have healed yourself from the situation, and as a result, you have raised your vibration. And then watch your life change. Everything is about vibration. even for me, every single day I have to, thank you for the love, every single day I have to constantly remind myself that it's about the vibration. Once you know and learn how the universe works, then you're no longer always like, oh, you know, blaming other people, like she did this, therefore I can't get this, she did this, therefore I didn't get the promotion, she did this, therefore blah, 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 blah. Then you are no longer blaming other people. When you are blaming other people, you are also being very irresponsible with your situation. You're not being responsible with yourself. And the first thing is to become aware that we have a situation, we have a problem we need to solve, we need to work through so that we can change the problem, we can change the situation and be responsible towards ourselves. Nobody's responsible for your emotions. Nobody's responsible to you except you. So first we must take that responsibility back and say and declare that I created this. Like what? Like how can you be the one who has created this toxicity now? Again, it's all about vibration. You need to check in with your vibration and ask yourself, how have you contributed to this situation? And therefore, you have attracted this toxicity or this crazy and madness situation to you. So when you take responsibility, then you become the cause of the situation. When you become the cause, then you can change the effect. You can't change the effect to change the cause, because the effect is a result of the cause. And if you take responsibility as the cause, naturally the result, the cause would change, right? So it's like 1 + 1 = 2. If 1 + 2 = 3, 1 + 1 = 2. So if you change, then the equation would change. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so therefore, the next time you are triggered, I want you to learn to shut up first. Be quiet. If your natural response is to be triggered and then react, triggered and then react, be triggered and react, because this is your natural response. This is how you're used to responding and your body is trained to respond in that way. You need to rewire and retrain your body the way you react and respond to things. So the next time you are triggered, and we get triggered so easily, okay? It's crazy. Okay, so anyway, the next time you are triggered, shut up, breathe, take a step back, and just breathe for 5 seconds, okay? Calm yourself down. The reason why you get triggered is because you are acting upon that anger situation. And then you respond and then you react. So the next time you're triggered, take a deep breath in. Inhale, exhale, tune into your body, be in your body. Okay. And then tell yourself, why am I allowing this person to control and dictate my emotion? Why am I allowing this person to make me angry? Why am I allowing this person to make me angry? What is this anger all about? If you actually sit with it, whatever the person did to you is not the cause. It's not the root of your anger. There is something else that is unresolved in your past that you remembered it, the body remembers it, and it's a trigger response. Do you understand what I mean? So it's from the past, it's not the present. This person merely reminded you of this thing that you need to work on. So on the contrary, you need to thank this person for bringing this up, so that it becomes part of your, now it's in your conscious awareness. And then when you're conscious about it, you can heal and grow. So when you are triggered, the person who triggered you, remember, I know this is insulting your ego, but the person who triggers you is your friend, is your friend. Honestly, nobody knows what you are triggered by, right? Like, honestly, nobody knows like what button to push. Obviously your kids, you know, your close one would know what buttons to push. But if it's a stranger, if somebody that you're not really close with, how do they know what buttons to push? And think about this, right? If you have so many trigger buttons, think about the person you are. Are you a nice person? Are you a nasty person? Or are you always crappy? I always believe, right? Like a bitch doesn't want to be a bitch unless you're a bitch for a good reason. But this Karen, this bitch, right? I believe that there's so much unresolved hurt in this person that caused this person to be such a nasty person, such an unpleasant energy to be with. So just think about this logically for a moment. And you have to sit down and suck it up and like, okay, shit, I'm that person, right? Because healing begins with awareness. I have to do that too. I don't start with a very good temper to begin with. I do have a bad temper and I'm aware and I am willing to change. That's the key, right? If you're unwilling to change, then fine. Forget it. This is not for you. But if you're willing to change and you want to be a better person, you want to attract a different situation, then awareness is key. Sit down and suck it up and say, oh, shit, I'm this person, right? And thank this person. You know, think about this. Just watch around. It doesn't have to be you at this point. Just watch other people. This person, my goodness, you know, it's like you say something, they get angry. You say something angry. You don't know what to say anymore, right? Because you don't know what you would say to piss this person off. And as a result, you are walking eggshells around this person. Why on living earth would you want to be around this person like you? Why would you want to be with this person? So bring it back to you. If you find that everyone is walking on eggshells around you, why would they want to be with you? Then as a result, of course, you are lonely. You feel shit. You feel like everybody's against you. The world's against you. And then it goes down a vicious viral cycle. And then you're like, shit, you know, everybody's bad. The world is bad. No, like you, what's the energy that you are sending out? You understand what I'm saying? So when you are feeling triggered, the first thing is to breathe and pause. Don't react, don't respond, just pause and react. Take a deep breath in, tune into your body. I'm like, okay. And then acknowledge the fact that I am triggered right now. I am angry. What is it that I'm angry? And then thank the person for triggering you because they are bringing conscious awareness to your current awareness right now so that you can heal. Okay. And so that's how we are responsible with ourselves. And over time, if you keep doing it, you retrain your body. And over time, you will stop reacting and responding to dumb shit. Seriously, you'll just roll your eyes and move on. Maybe you won't even roll your eyes at all. You'll just move on and like, okay, thank you for the situation. And then you heal yourself over time. Rome's not built in a day. Healing is hard. Healing is hard because you have to meet yourself. You have to meet the version of yourself that you despise. You have to meet the version that you judge. So when you judge other people, you are literally judging yourself because you can see, the ego sees what it sees of itself, and it's like, I don't like this, and then so therefore you judge, right? So the next time you judge somebody, think about this. This is your ego judging a version of you. You know what I'm saying? If you're seeing somebody, whoa, they are successful, they are happy, that's because that's in it, you in you too. You can't see what you don't have. You understand what I'm saying? So just all these, like I talked about soulmate this week as well. It's like soulmates are not people or souls. It's just like, oh my God, you're so amazing. Oh my God, you're so great. You know, people, soulmates don't come in that form. Soulmate come in a form where they trigger the shit out of you because on the soul level, they love you so much that they want you to grow. And that's why they are willing to adopt this identity as terrible people so that they can trigger you, okay? So I'm just talking about you. I'm not talking about the global effect, just you and your life, the triggers that will help you grow. If you grow, if everybody become responsible of our emotions and we grow responsibly and healthily and spiritually, then can you imagine the collective community? We are all going to get into the new earth ASAP versus looking at the world, there are people suffering and all of that. So remember, as within, so without, as above, so below. If you're seeing wars, if you're seeing wars in any kind, right, like wars literally now in the countries, wars, you know, playing out in your families, wars playing out in your office, if you're seeing that, ask yourself, is there an internal war within yourself to be attracting this situation? How can you get out of this situation? Just observe, don't interact, don't involve, just mind your own business, and then that's it. Okay, when it comes to you, okay, it's not like when you see an injustice and then you're like, okay, I'm going to mind my business. That's not what I'm saying. If you're seeing injustice, if you're seeing somebody is hurt, please go help. If you're seeing a child is being bullied, please go help. You know, like have some kind of moral standards as well. You know, I'm not talking about that. You know that, right? I feel like I need to really specify because some people really don't really have common sense and like, oh, but what about this? But what about that? You know, seriously, just watch me roll my eyes at you. Obviously, I'm not talking about that, right? So just be, use some common sense, please. Okay? So yeah, we're talking about you, your own triggers, your emotional triggers. Alrighty? Okay, so let's pick a card for today and end the week with a message that we can work on over the week. And I will be back again next week with the 3-card reading. So if you don't know the drill, I am now doing a three-card reading to start the week off, like what's the overview of the week, and then on a daily basis, I will be doing a short one-card reading, right? Tapping into the Akashic Records as well. And speaking of that, I have a workshop tomorrow, Access and Read Your Own Akashic Records. So if you would like to read your own Akashic Records, talk to the masters, get to the bottom of your own triggers on your own, I think sometimes we need to also learn to be responsible for, you know, healing versus constantly going to healers, going to coaches. Of course, they can help you to a certain degree. And after that, you should learn to be on your own, right? And so going into the Akashic Records, talking to the masters directly, have a direct line of conversation with them, I feel like that's the best. You can tap into them anytime, right? So the link is somewhere. Go to elisan.com/Akashic Workshop. Join the workshop if that's, you know, you're being called to. At least go click the link and get yourself, you know, be curious about it. If it's called out to you, please register. The workshop starts tomorrow. It's a 90-minute workshop. Okay. I cannot tell you how the Akashic Records and the masters have kind of like changed my life, and I want you to experience that yourself as well. Okay, it's an experiential experience. It's, you can't describe, even if I describe it to you, you don't get to experience it. So I want as many people to experience that realm, to be in that state of connection with a divine line all the time, okay, so that it can be there to support you. Don't say the universe is not there to support you. Maybe you haven't asked, right? And then check in with your alignment. Okay, so today's card is 7 of Fire. Defend your beliefs and decisions. Stand your ground. Choose your battles wisely. I feel like this is exactly what we talked about today. It's about owning up to your power. You know, you are riding the dragon. The dragon is obviously a mystical and powerful being, and you are in control of this dragon. The dragon listens to your lead. It listens to where you want to go and take you to where you want to go. And look at its colorful, majestic, powerful energy. And that's the representation of the masters, the representation of the universe. The universe is the universe has your back. The universe is on its game, working for you, and you are riding the universe. You are in control, not the universe. Think about this. You are in control. So choose your battles wisely, which is your triggers, right? Choose your battles wisely. In the Course of Miracles, it says, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? So you get to choose. You can't experience two emotions at one time. Try right now. Be angry. Be sad. Be happy. Can you? You can only choose one emotion at one time. So choose your emotion, and then the universe will respond accordingly. If you choose anger, then obviously you're going to be, you know, you're going to be shown and reflected to you anger all the time. So if you are choosing happiness, then the universe will respond accordingly. Okay, so defend your beliefs and decision. This, I feel like this really goes perfectly well with this week's entire reading, entire forecast, where you get to, you know, see your own vision slowly but surely. I believe the divine, your masters are showing you your divine plan day by day, and you are, you know, anchoring into your divine plan day by day, day by day, day by day. Because, you know, before we create something, we don't believe that it can happen. That's normal. So it's up to us to, you know, be responsible for our dreams and anchor in and solidify and stabilize our energy day by day by day. So people may not understand your dreams. Why are you doing this? It's just, it doesn't matter. It's none of their business. It's between you and God, you and the universe, you and your soul and your soul plan, right? So sometimes it's best to just keep quiet and not let everyone know what you're planning and what you're up to, because a lot of times your dreams are destroyed by people who can't see them, who don't know what you're trying to do or haven't been there. So sometimes, yes, it's good to seek advice from people who have been there, done that, and knows exactly what you're trying to do or wanting to do, or, you know, same wavelength as you. So seek advice from those people, not people who don't know, you know, have never done that, never done anything in their lives, don't know what you're talking about, different path and so on. So stand your ground, stick to your ground. So yesterday, in one of my conversations with the masters, the masters told me to give me 30 days to just, you know, anchor my energy. So I also would like to invite you to use 30 days to anchor into the energy, and every single day work on your belief, you know, marinate in that belief, marinate yourself, marinate your energy into the belief of the future. So yesterday, because I'm wanting to lose weight, I have put on a lot of emotional weight and I'm wanting to lose. I'm a yoga teacher. I eat, you know, I eat accordingly, and I'm like wondering why am I not losing weight. So I went to the masters and I say, why am I not losing weight? And then they said something, you know, yeah, why are you not losing weight? Why are you waiting? Like W-A-I-T, wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, you drop the weight, you shorten the weight, W-I-T. So I'm like, yeah. So he said, so they said to me, why can't you have it now? What are you waiting for? Waiting for what? You know, the weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, is holding you back because you are waiting for something. And so our weight is, the heavier we are, the lower density we are. So we are not light. So when we are light, you travel faster, right? So all this weight is the result of my waiting for something to happen, which made sense. And I'm just holding on to this energy, and I need to find out what energy is this that's not allowing me to move forward and holding me back. As a result, I'm waiting for something. So this is what I'm going to be working on over the weekend, finding out, because I really want to drop the weight. Not for, yes, partly vanity reasons, but I'm already 43, and you know, I really feel my body in this heavy situation. My knees are starting to, you know, be in a situation. I don't want to spell it out, but I can see all these changes in my body as I age, and I want, desire to keep my body healthy. And that's why I took up this yoga situation, and you know, it's also part of my healthy regime. Yeah. So anyway, this is the thing that you can talk to the Akashic Masters about and consult them, and then they will give you very brutally honest answers. All right. So if you'd like to join the workshop tomorrow, it's still not too late. Please go ahead and click the link in the comment section somewhere, and join the workshop tomorrow. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow if you're joining us. Otherwise, I'll see you again next week, next Monday, Singapore time, 9 a.m. Okay. Have a nice weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Goodbye.